Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Friday, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
Well, let's unstump you then.
Is that a threat?
I have no idea. I said start with the phrase Hope Diamond. Change one letter to a W, and you can spell a seven-letter word for something seen at the end of a bowling alley and a four-letter word for what that thing is made of. What are they? Well, if you change the M to a W, you can spell headpin and wood. All right, Ian. Tonight, November 17th, 2017, is expected to be the peak of the Leonid meteor shower. Named because they appear to originate from the constellation Leo, the lion, the Leonid showers in the 1830s had a major impact on the development of the study of meteors. A 1934 jazz standard titled Stars Fell on Alabama, a phrase used on the license plates of that state from 2002 to 2009, was inspired by the 1833 occurrence of the meteor shower. To commemorate the Leonids, this week our questions are about lions.
Okay.
Two marble lions, sculpted by Edward Clark Potter, officially named Lord Astor and Lady Lennox, and nicknamed Patience and Fortitude by former New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia, lie on either side of the stairway leading to the main entrance of what building?
The library, New York City.
That's correct, the New York Public Library. And that, of course, is the main branch of the New York Public Library. There are other branches throughout Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island. The BC Lions of the Canadian Football League are named after a pair of mountains known as the Lions. The Lions play their home games in which city, which is also the city overlooked by the mountains?
I'll take a shot and say Vancouver.
Good shot, because that is correct. Yes, the BC Lions, of course, BC standing for British Columbia. And also named for those two mountains is the entertainment company Lionsgate Entertainment. Since 1917, the film studio, speaking of film studios, MGM, has used a roaring lion named Leo in its production logo. This logo was parodied by MTM Enterprises, who used a meowing cat named Mimsy. MTM Enterprises was co-founded by what actress, who created the company to produce her self-titled show beginning in the late 1960s?
Mary Tyler Moore.
That is very good, yes.
Just for the record, we got some late 60s TV right on this show.
Mark the date, folks. It has never happened before.
Send it to the Museum of Broadcasting.
And it will never happen again. Yes, you figured out the secret code for why it is called MTM Enterprises. Version 10.7 of OS 10, nicknamed Lion, followed six other versions named after animals, including Jaguar and Leopard. What company developed Lion and its successors, including the most recent version, version 10.13, called High Sierra?
I have no idea.
I bet you do.
Apple?
Yep, you do. See, I knew it. Those are the names of Apple's operating systems. And finally, the 1968 film The Lion in Winter, based on a Broadway play from 2 years earlier, won three Academy Awards, including one for Katharine Hepburn as Best Actress for her portrayal of Eleanor of Aquitaine. Hepburn's win is part of the only time that what has happened with the awarding of the Oscar for Best Actress.
It was a tie?
Yeah, it was a tie. And do you know who the other person was?
I do not.
It was Barbara Streisand for Funny Girl. Show us your trivia pride and write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can heal your trivia scars at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can find this week's show, some extra credit, and this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Pride of Lions. Change one letter to a T, and you can spell the seven-letter name of a television show, and a five-letter word for something most television shows have. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike will get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.